If you'd like to, you can go ahead and be marking in your songbooks song number 386, as that will be the song at the close of just a few brief thoughts that I'd like to share with you this evening. What I want to do is, again, one of the ways I believe we can get one another thinking is to begin to ask questions. And I want to look at a very simple question this evening, and very quickly we'll be able to answer that question from the Word of God. And that question is, does it really matter what you believe? Or, to make it more personal, does it really matter what I believe? And as many of you know, I'm going through and reading various materials and things like this, and I ran across a lesson that was entitled, Does It Really Matter What You Believe? By a man by the name of Dave Hirschman. And his introduction went something like this. How important is what you believe? He says that what people do or do not believe has a direct impact on how they choose to live. Paul was a man affected by what he believed. He believed Jesus Christ is Lord and Savior. And that belief is what affected many of the actions that this man took. In this lesson, we'll very quickly consider the influences of Paul's belief on his very actions. The first thing that we'll make note of is that what Paul believed defined who he was and how he lived his life. Very quickly, if you would, turn to Acts the 21st chapter, and let's read verses 8 through 14. Acts chapter 21, verses 8 through 14. On the next day, we, who were Paul's companions, departed and came to Caesarea, and entered the house of Philip the evangelist, who was one of the seven, and stayed with him. Now this man had four virgin daughters who prophesied. And as we stayed many days, a certain prophet named Agabus came down from Judea. And when he had come to us, he took Paul's belt, bound his own hands and feet, and said, Thus says the Holy Spirit, So shall the Jews at Jerusalem bind the man who owns this belt, and deliver him into the hands of the Gentiles. And when he heard these things, both we and those from the place pleaded with him not to go to Jerusalem. Then Paul answered, What do you mean by weeping and breaking my heart? For I am ready not only to be bound, but also to die at Jerusalem for the name of the Lord Jesus. So when he would not be persuaded, we ceased saying, The will of the Lord be done. So what do we see here? Very quickly we find that in verses 8 through 11, this person Agabus, one who prophesied that Paul would be bound hand and foot and he would be delivered into the hands of the Gentiles. Basically saying he's going to be captured and he's going to have difficulties. In verse 12, the people plead with Paul not to go. They love him. They care for him. They don't want to see that happen. You see, there's truth to some of the prophecies. There's truth in prophecies that took place. They knew that this was going to happen to him. But Paul gives his response that he's even ready to die if it's necessary. His belief in Christ and his belief in the need to share the gospel caused him to say to those that would not have him go for fear of being harmed that he's ready even to die if that's necessary. We find that Paul lived by what he believed, and he would not allow anyone to change his mind or to dissuade him. In verse 14 it says, So when he would not be persuaded, we ceased, saying, The will of the Lord be done. We recognized that nothing we could do or say was going to change what Paul believed he had to do for the work of the church. What Paul believed also determined how far he was willing to go. Turn, if you would, in the book of Acts to the 23rd chapter, and very quickly look at verse 11. But the following night, the Lord stood by him and said, Be of good cheer, Paul, for you have testified for me in Jerusalem,
so you must also bear witness of me in Rome. He had a need that he needed to go even further. He had to continue now on to Rome to share what it was God had for him to do. If you look at Acts the 27th chapter and verses 20 through 24. Now when neither sun nor stars appeared for many days, and no small tempest beat on us, all hope that we would be saved was finally given up. But after long abstinence from food, then Paul stood in the midst of them and said, Men, you should have listened to me, and not have sailed from Crete and incurred this disaster and loss. And now I urge you to take heart, for there will be no loss of life among you, but only of the ship. For there stood by me this night an angel of the God to whom I belong and whom I serve, saying, Do not be afraid, Paul. You must be brought before Caesar, and indeed God has granted you all those who sail with you. So he was willing to sail and to go through, despite the disasters that they put themselves in by not listening to him initially in the way in which he should have gone. But he was determined to follow wherever and however the Lord chose for him to get there. And this determination is based on the fact that what he believed mattered to him. If you truly believe something, it's important to you. If you truly believe something to be true, then you'll act upon it. An example we can find in Philippians the 3rd chapter, verses 13 and 14. Paul writes, Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended. But one thing I do, forgetting those things are which behind, and reaching forward to those things which are ahead, I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. I forget about everything in the past, and I continue to move forward toward the goal of the will of God in Christ Jesus. He believed that what Christ did, his suffering and his death, was an important event that needed to be shared with everyone, and there was nothing going to stop Paul from sharing the good news. And we find in 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 8, Paul writes to Timothy, Finally, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give to me on that day, and not to me only, but also to all who have loved his appearing. Paul recognizes that there is a crown of righteousness laid up before him. It's worth the effort. It's worth the trials, and I'm going to do whatever it is that I need to be doing. And not only will this crown of righteousness be laid up for me, but it will also be for those whose lives I touch and who choose to follow after the will of God and respond as he would have them do. Turn in your Bibles, if you would, to Acts the 28th chapter and look very quickly at verses 30 and 31. What Paul believed determined the true meaning that existed in his life. Look at Acts the 28th chapter. Let's look at verses 30 and 31. Then Paul dwelt 2 whole years in his own rented house and received all who came to him, preaching the kingdom of God and teaching the things which concern the Lord Jesus Christ with all confidence, no one forbidding him. You get that idea of no one forbidding him? There was no one that was going to stop him from preaching the kingdom of Christ. So what do we really see here? We see that Paul has a singular focus. And that focus we find in verse 31 is preaching the kingdom of God. We also see that he has a singular love. And that love is the Lord Jesus Christ. And that love is for what he has done for him. That also we find in verse 31. And then lastly, we find in verse 31 that he believed in a singular commitment. He believed in it with all confidence. And what's that single commitment? That I need to go and I need to spread the word of God with everybody. Because that's what God expects me to do. So that as many as possible would be saved. Paul's beliefs determined who he was. Determined how he acted. So, what's the point? Very simply, as I said, this would be very short. What we believe influences every aspect of our lives. So when you ask the question, does it matter what I believe? If it affects every aspect of your life, you better believe it matters what you believe. Our beliefs determine and they demonstrate what we value. Our belief system shows people in the world today what we find to be important and teaches people what we believe to be important. Paul's life was shaped and driven by what he believed about Jesus Christ. And again, ask yourself, does what you believe about Christ really make a difference in your life? I know you say it. You wouldn't be here if you didn't. You wouldn't be spending time in this building, giving up time from other worldly pleasures, if you didn't say that Christ makes a difference in your life. The question you have to ask yourself is, do you live it? Do you live it? Does that belief shape what it is that you do each and every day of your life? Each and every opportunity that you have to come across someone and deal with them, does your belief in Jesus Christ cause you to act in a way that would be beneficial to glorifying God and to helping that individual to find a home in heaven? Does that belief cause you to want to get your life right with Christ this evening? If you're in a situation in which you have strayed from the truth, if you found yourself in error, does the fact that you love Christ really make enough of a difference that you're willing to do something about it? Are you willing to come forward to confess whatever sin that you have maybe involved in, ask for forgiveness, and move on because what you really believe is Christ was buried or died, buried, and raised for you? Do you really believe it? And he did it to save you? And if you believe that, do you really believe that Christ wants you home in heaven with him one day in the end? If you do, and you recognize that you're in a position that keeps you out of the glories of heaven, and we talked about some of the negative nature of hell this morning, if you recognize that you want to be a part of heaven and not a part of hell, is that going to influence the action that you take this evening? Or if you've just never chosen to be buried in the waters of baptism, you've been taught the truth. You understand who Jesus Christ is. You know what Jesus Christ expects you to do, but something has been holding you back from doing what you know you need to do. Will your belief today in Jesus Christ as your true one and only Savior make such a difference that you stand up and say, I'm ready to give my life to Him. I'm ready to be buried in the waters of baptism? If there's anything that you need from us as a congregation, we invite you to come forward while we stand and sing.